From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. At the White House today, President Bush bestowed the military's highest award on an American soldier. Sergeant First Class Paul Ray Smith was posthumously awarded the Medal of Honor on the second anniversary of his death in Iraq. It was only the third Medal of Honor awarded for action since Vietnam and the first given for service in Iraq. Speaking before Smith's family and a room full of soldiers, the president described the battle. The fighting took place on the road to the Baghdad airport.
Sergeant Smith was leading about three dozen men who were using a courtyard next to a watchtower to build a temporary jail for captured enemy prisoners. As they were cleaning the courtyard, they were surprised by about 100 of Saddam Hussein's Republican Guard. With complete disregard for his own life and under constant enemy fire, Sergeant Smith rallied his men and led a counterattack.
Smith and his troops stood between the Iraqi force and an American aid station. They had just one heavy gun on their vehicle. Their gunner and several other soldiers were wounded. Smith's battalion commander, Lieutenant Colonel Thomas Smith, described what happened next.
He grabs a soldier not assigned to that engineer vehicle, and he asks him if he knows how to operate it. This soldier, by the way, his name is Michael Seaman. He asks him to drive the vehicle. He himself, Sergeant Smith, gets behind this automatic weapon, the .50 caliber, that's on top of the tracked vehicle. And this isn't his assigned weapon. This isn't his assigned vehicle. And he doesn't ask Private First Class Seaman at the time to get out of the courtyard, let's get out of here. Rather, he tells him to reposition the vehicle so that he can fire at the tower, at Iraqi soldiers who may be coming over the wall, and back through the courtyard gate that they had just left. And so at this point in time, he's made a decision that he is going to continue to maintain this position until the enemy force is destroyed or he himself is mortally wounded, which, as we know, is what happens. But the soldiers are successfully evacuated. And while Sergeant Smith is firing, another element of this engineer Bravo company of the 11th Engineers is able to move towards this tower. But they can only move forward when Sergeant Smith is firing. When he has to reload the weapon system, they cannot move forward. And so Private Seaman tells us that Sergeant Smith told him that every time the gun goes quiet, feed him another box of ammunition. And we know he did that at least three times.
The Army records say that Smith fired over 300 rounds, which meant that he had to reload multiple times. What does that tell you?
I think it tells us that he had made a selfless commitment, and he was not going to quit or leave that position. It's what we call it, this warrior ethos that we like to think is in all of us, but clearly he epitomized that day, where he is committed to maintaining his position until the mission succeeds and his soldiers are protected. But the cost, as we know, is he was mortally wounded by enemy fire in the process.
He was mortally wounded. How many lives do you suspect he saved?
Well, we know that there were at least 100 soldiers in and around that area. And we know that the Iraqi force never really reconstituted a sizable threat after his actions and those concerted actions that he enabled. So clearly his actions were to the benefit of 100 soldiers, many of whom were probably ready to fight as well, but certainly he preserved their fighting power.
Paul Ray Smith died in that battle, but you had to depend on others to sort of piece that together. And the Medal of Honor takes, I guess, a tremendous number of recommendations and documentation as you talk about this and try to, reenact this battle. Could you tell us a little bit about how that process works?
I think that it's important to know that the Medal of Honor has to be built on eyewitness accounts. It can't be a story. It can't be folklore. You have to have sworn statements from those who were present to see the actions. And so much of what I've just recounted was not from my eyewitness accounts. It's from reading these statements over and over again. And all the soldiers that day who were in and around that area provided statements. And in those statements, they indicated that Sergeant Smith was of clear mind, that he could have made decisions that enabled his personal safety, but that he clearly was taking actions with regard to the mission and the safety of others before his own.
In the last letter that Sergeant First Class Paul Ray Smith wrote to his parents, his last letter from Iraq, he spoke of being prepared to give, as he said, all that I am to ensure that all my boys make it home. What did those boys, those survivors, say about Paul Ray Smith?
I think now they are grateful and in many ways almost in awe of his leadership over the years, some of them years, but many of them months that they worked with him. Because all those standards and all those high demanding expectations that he placed on them routinely, often without regard to their livelihood, on that day, many, many of them, in all the accounts I've read and their statements, say they are now so thankful that they worked with and had the opportunity to be with Sergeant Smith. And I know that those 20-some-odd soldiers are out there today in many places ready to honor him by their actions, as are countless other soldiers, in the way they carry themselves.
Lieutenant Colonel Smith, thank you so much for talking to us.
Okay, ma'am.
Lieutenant Colonel Thomas Smith, speaking with us about Sergeant First Class Paul Ray Smith. Paul Ray Smith was awarded a posthumous Medal of Honor today at the White House. Photos of Sergeant Smith and information about his actions and citation are at our website, npr.org.